WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Alabama, police in Hoover have announced charges against Carly Russell, the 25-year-old who called 911 on July 13th to report a toddler wandering along the interstate and was later heard screaming on a phone call with her family and disappeared for days. When she returned, Russell claimed she was kidnapped. Hoover Police Chief Nick Dierzes.
Hoover Police detectives obtained warrants for the arrest of Carly Russell through the Hoover Municipal Court for her actions related to faking her kidnapping and subsequently making false statements to detectives as they investigated this case.
Authorities say state and federal officers spent resources to search for Russell. Her attorney acknowledged Russell made up the story after she returned. More than 150 Americans under heat alerts today, from Florida to California. The hottest temperatures of the season could be felt in the Northeast. Phoenix is seeing a rise in deaths, and the morgue is at capacity. They're bringing in coolers to help accommodate the bodies. This is ABC News. The Commerce Department reported this week that the country's GDP grew 2.4% in the second quarter, and the D might stand for diva, ABC's Whit Johnson reports.
What's behind at least part of this current spending boost? Are you ready for it? Some local economies are pointing to Taylor Swift and Beyonce. Not only are people shelling out big money to tickets to see their shows and other performances, but cities from Philadelphia to Chicago are reporting hotels filling up and a bump in tourism. One research group estimates that the U.S. leg of Taylor Swift's tour will generate $5 billion.
Swift's The Eras Tour kicks off tonight at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. The International Olympic Committee announced today that a Ukrainian fencer will have a place at next year's Summer Games in Paris despite her disqualification from a ranking event Thursday. Four-time Olympic medalist Olga Karlin was disqualified from the World Championship in Milan, Italy, after she refused to shake the hand of a Russian opponent she had just defeated. Dave Packer, ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The attendance at this year's EAA Air Venture is off the charts. But just how much has the event grown over the years? A recent study shows the Experimental Aircraft Association's Air Venture fly-in brings a big boost to the economy. Dick Nepinski has worked with EAA for more than 30 years.
Every year in the five-county Fox Valley area, it's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending. Of course, it gives you a level of publicity that's a door opener wherever you go.
Nepinski says the continuing economic growth, along with its 70 years of success, is worth celebrating. The first fly-in happened in 1953 with a little more than 100 people in attendance. This year, the number of visitors will hit 650,000. EAA ends on Sunday. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some good news at the beginning of it, giving away four state fair tickets. Four state fair tickets. We've been encouraged to award them to people who solve a mystery. All right, well, let me think of a mystery. Okay, here's the mystery. I am going to name four people. You tell me what they have in common, and you get the four state fair tickets. If nobody solves the mystery by 3:30, halfway through the show, then it's whoever calls and gets them first come, first serve. You get four state fair tickets. All right, here are the four people. Bobby Kennedy, terrific senator, should have been elected president, assassinated by Sirhan Sirhan. E.J. Dionne, he's a Washington Post columnist. He's on MSNBC a lot. He's probably the premier, or one of the premier liberal journalists in the country. Sean Spicer, Spicy, remember him? He was satirized by Melissa McCarthy on Saturday Night Live, Trump's first communications director. A real piece of work. All right, then we need a fourth person. Who's that going to be? I'm going to pick somebody from Civic Media. All right. I'll volunteer. I'll step up. It's me, Matt Flynn. So what do the following four people have in common? Bobby Kennedy, E.J. Dionne, Spicy, Sean Spicer, and Matt Flynn. First one calls in and solves the puzzle. You get four tickets to the state fair. Nobody solves it by 3:30. Somebody will get the tickets. First person who calls in. Okay, so much of having fun. There's a lot of stuff that's not fun. History is being made 24/7, every second of the day. You're living through some history that's going to be the subject of PhD dissertations, books, fighting politically for the next 100 years. And you're right in the middle of it. Let's get to it right away. Donald Trump, everybody expected that maybe he'd be indicted by Jack Smith, remember yesterday, maybe today, for the insurrection. There was a surprise. Jack Smith pulled a rabbit out of his hat, and he filed instead yesterday a superseding indictment about an hour after we went off the air, about 5 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, roughly. But this was in the Mar-a-Lago case. This is in the Mar-a-Lago case. This was not in Washington, D.C. for the insurrection. And it had some pretty surprising developments, quite frankly. You may have seen some of it on TV, but I want to dig a little deeper under the surface. This is very dangerous for Trump. But remember, he has a judge down there, Eileen Mercedes Cannon, who is essentially acting as a lawyer for him. She's the one who stopped the FBI and the Justice Department from even looking at the classified documents he'd stolen and delayed it for 3 or 4 months. It did two things. What it did was it gave Trump more cover, and then he announced for president, and she covered him. Now, Jack Smith, in my view, foolishly, but I know he knows what he's doing, filed the case in her court again. She had a 1 in 3 chance of getting it. She got it. And she is lying in the weeds. She's scheduled the trial for May. Everybody goes, oh, great, May. Trial never goes when it's scheduled. Never goes when it's scheduled. It'll get delayed. That's her sneaky way of coming up with ideas on how to delay it beyond the election, when he can call the Department of Justice off and pardon himself. Now, let's get to what it was all about. He schemed and ordered employees to delete camera footage, surveillance footage of Mar-a-Lago after the Justice Department had subpoenaed it afterwards. That's a criminal offense. You get a subpoena and then you destroy the documents or hide them. That's a criminal offense. That's a criminal offense in a state civil case. But it's really a criminal offense here when they are investigating the theft of classified documents. The new counts are obstruction and willful retention of national defense info. And there's another count that surprised me, but I'm glad he got it in. This is the one that a lot of pundits were saying he might have filed in New Jersey, because when he was up at Bedminster, he was waving these documents around. Remember that? And they had to do with invasion plans for Iran if everything hits the fan and we need it to stop them launching a nuclear weapon. And remember, he said, well, this included the audio. Somehow, whoever was there, they were the biographers, I think, of Mark Meadows. He says, quote, in his own words, this is the audio. This is secret information. As president, I could have declassified it, but I didn't. So here, it's secret information. It's not declassified. Here, take a look. That's a felony. And this isn't just any classified information. This is military invasion plans for Iran. It gives Iran, Russia, everybody a blueprint of what we were planning to do. Now, let me disabuse people of something. You may think, oh, this is terrible, invading Iran. I would be surprised if our military and the Joint Chiefs of Staff did not have contingency invasion plans for a lot of countries. Does that mean we're going to invade them? No, it doesn't mean we're going to invade them. But what do you do if our surveillance, satellite surveillance, on-the-ground surveillance, shows Iran arming a nuclear weapon and about to deploy it? Could be against Israel, could be against the Sixth Fleet. Frankly, it could be against one of our aircraft carriers in the ocean near Iran. You have to preemptively stop that. You know, well, go ahead, launch a nuclear weapon, and then we'll decide what we're going to do. No, no. That's a contingency plan. This was beyond irresponsible of him. This was wrong of him. It was wrong of him to steal classified documents, wrong of him to steal classified documents, and deliberately, they say carelessly, he deliberately left them lying around near a toilet, in a bathroom that is open, in a supply closet near a swimming pool, in a dressing room for brides under the main ballroom. So what, young women go in there to dress and put on their makeup before, and oh, what is this? Oh, this is contingency plans for bombing Moscow. What the heck is going on? So this is what's called more of a speaking indictment. What's a speaking indictment? Obviously, they aren't, you know, a human voice, although the audio from Bedminster is there. No, this is complete detail instead of just a skeleton superseding indictment. Superseding just means that it replaces the original one and adds a few things. What? He added a guy, a new defendant, Carlos de Oliveira. Now, he already has this Walt Knaut. You know, the sad thing about these guys, these are low-level guys. Walt Knaut was from Guam. He was a steward in the Navy, which means he waited on table in the officer's wardroom. That's what the job is. In with Oliveira, he had been a schlepper. He'd been a grunt man, and then they made him sort of property manager. And these are fundamentally good guys. And the big man, the boss, they call him the boss, wanted something. What are they going to do? Anyway, Nout and Trump, through his other people, tells Oliveira, find out what kind of surveillance video it is. By the way, this is the stuff that had been subpoenaed. And how long it retains information, and then erase it. Why? Because that surveillance showed who was moving boxes out after the subpoena came in. So Oliveira told an employee, they call him employee four. That means there is somebody there who's going to testify. He's not in trouble. He's just a grunt, schlepper. He's going to, you know, move some boxes, whatever. Anyway, De Oliveira told this employee, first of all, how long does the footage tape stuff? And the guy says, oh, I think about 45 days. Okay, the boss wants it deleted. This poor employee. Now, this is just a grunt employee goes, oh, I don't think I can do that. And De Oliveira says, well, the boss wants us to do it. This is sort of like a sort of mafia thing, you know? It's a Knuckles, this is Bruno. The boss wants you to do something. And, I mean, frequently it's a nice family you have. Sure, it'd be a shame if something happened to him. The boss wants you to do something. This is real. This is very low-grade criminality. There's some indication that Jack Smith is going to go forward with the other indictment on January 6th. On Thursday, there were police officers swarming all over the offices around the grand jury. So that if something came down and you had a couple of oath keepers not like it, they could take care of business. The police officers could. Here's another piece of work. Trump brings a motion before Eileen Mercedes Cannon that she had ordered with the stipulation of the Department of Justice that he have access to the classified documents that they are going after him on the criminal charges. And he said, I don't want to view them in a SCIF. What's a SCIF? SCIF stands for Sensitive Compartmentalized Information Facility. You go in and it's secure. You can't bring a cell phone in. You can't photograph it. You can read it while somebody hands it to you. You can't stick it in your pocket. And then you leave. That's it. It's a SCIF. It's a SCIF. He doesn't want to view it in a SCIF. Why doesn't he want to view it in a SCIF? Because if he has copies, he's looking back at it in his office. What do you think is going to happen? He did that in Mar-a-Lago and left it in the bathroom in the bride's dressing room. Saudi Arabia will see it. He gets money from Saudi Arabia. Russia will see it. Gets money from Russia. If Eileen Mercedes Cannon lets him look at this stuff outside of a SCIF, she should be removed from the case, and the Court of Appeals should overturn it. He's not in good faith, and this superseding indictment is bringing that home in spades. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves,
your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Here's Terry Barr.
Did you know the Experimental Aircraft Association's EAA Air Venture covers a lot of ground in Oshkosh, as in 1,600 acres with more than 25 venues? So how do you see it all?
It's as big as you want to make it or as small as you want to make it.
That's Dick Napinski. He works for EAA and says everyone can create their own experience.
With an attendance of 600,000,
person, there are hundreds of thousands of different expectations of people coming onto these grounds and what they want out of the event. They can try to see everything, or they can spend all their time in the home built area or the warbirds area, or go out to the seaplane base and just spend days out there.
Or relax and feel as if the planes are coming to you when the pilots take to the sky during the daily afternoon air show. EAA runs through July 30th. For Civic Media's EAA Air Venture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 63. Northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 79. Lows dip down to about 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 78. 81 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go right to the lines. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Kurt. What's in your mind today?
This is a question I wanted to ask you for a long time. It sure doesn't necessarily track with the opening of the show, but when we, those of us who served in the military, those who hold office, they swear on the pledge. And I'm kind of thinking that pledge, not referring to those of us who are in the armed forces, but for those who are senators and congressmen, has no teeth to protect this country from, you know, all of the enemies, both foreign and domestic. I mean, what Tubby is doing is, in my eyes, a direct violation of that oath.
Right. That's an excellent question. Let me respond to that, Kurt. That's a very fine question. And as a fellow veteran, I mean, I'll tell you this, it's exactly the oath we took, and it's exactly the oath that they took. There are some people who take oaths very casually and don't mean them. This guy Tuberville, there's a lot of criminality that we're seeing and a lot of bad things. But the thing that defies belief to me, Tommy Tuberville is the senator from Alabama. He has raised an objection to the promotion of any flag officer. 250 of them are in limbo now, including staffs and junior officers who are going to follow him and other officers who are going to take their previous commands. And he said he's going to do it to 400 more of them by December 31. 650. He is, in effect, decapitating the American military. He will not permit a vote on confirming the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, of confirming some of the replacements on the Chiefs of Staff for the various, the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs is from the Air Force, the present one, Miley, and his term is up, his Army. When you attack the officer, the senior officer corps of a military, you are attacking the enlisted men, you're attacking everybody. The sailors in our ship, we respected our captain. If somebody said, no, we're not going to promote him, the hell with him, get him off the ship. That is doing Putin's work. That is doing Xi's work. That is doing Kim Jong-un's work. That is treason. And this guy took an oath. Tuberville took an oath to defend the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, as Kurt said. The same oath he took and the same oath I took. What confounds me is that there are 99 other senators. Not one of them has issued a press release saying that they even disagree with this. Not one of them has publicly stated at a rally or anything else that we are not going to permit any further one senator to shut down effectively a portion of our government, because the Constitution and our founding fathers said it was majority rule. So you put these people up as a group and you say up or down, they'll get 98 votes. They may get 99 votes. They may get 99 votes. But they can't, the House of Lords, we don't have a Senate. We have a House of Lords. And the Lords, so obsessed with their own prestige, the most exclusive club in the world, much more exclusive than any other club in the world. This has got to stop. Everybody listening to the show should call a senator, any senator, many senators. And you go, knock it off. You're going to go to December 31st and not promote 650 flag officers? You know what that does to the morale of the military? Are you patriots? Knock it off. Darren OSL is my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Darren?
Quick question. What state was Tuberville from?
Alabama.
Alabama. Okay. Did he give reason why he's doing this? Because it just seems odd. I mean, was there, I'm holding off because something?
There are three things he wants. He says he's holding off. And what he's really holding off is for three things. But one of them is right now the army, all the military have a policy that if a female service member needs to have an abortion and they're in a state, like let's say they're at Fort Sill, Oklahoma, which won't let a woman have an abortion even to save her life. She's going to have to leave Oklahoma and say, go to a state nearby that permits them and get medical care. What Tuberville is really saying is, no, she shouldn't even be given leave. She shouldn't even be given, wait lists on a military aircraft. I had buddies in school whose fathers were in the military, and their civilian relatives could fly standby military planes. And we're not going to give them any accommodation at all. The second thing he said was that, he wants the new space station to be built in Alabama, not in Colorado. Alabama already has plenty of space activity, and we're trying to sprinkle it around. Colorado's next in line. And then the third thing is he wants the new FBI building to be built in Alabama, not Washington, D.C. You know, I've had enough of this. He can fight all that stuff he wants, yeah. I mean, that's going to get proposed. But for the love of Pete, for the love of Pete, to block the promotions, it will be soon, 650 flag officers. Army recruitment is down 25%. He is doing Putin's work, and the other 99 senators have a lot of responsibility. The Constitution says it's majority rule, not one-man rule in the U.S. Senate. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Alabama, police in Hoover have announced charges against Carly Russell, the 25-year-old who called 911 on July 13th to report a toddler wandering along the interstate and was later heard screaming on a phone call with her family and disappeared for days. When she returned, Russell claimed she was kidnapped. Hoover Police Chief Nick Dersis.
Hoover Police detectives obtained warrants for the arrest of Carly Russell through the Hoover Municipal Court for her actions. related to faking her kidnapping and subsequently making false statements to detectives as they investigated this case.
Authorities say state and federal officers spent resources to search for Russell. Her attorney acknowledged Russell made up the story after she returned. More than 150 Americans under heat alerts today, from Florida to California. The hottest temperatures of the season could be felt in the Northeast. Phoenix is seeing a rise in deaths, and the morgue is at capacity. They're bringing in coolers to help accommodate the bodies. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. There are more warnings to speeders from the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Department. Civic Media's Melissa Kay reports.
The Sheriff's Department has been actively trying to keep lead-foot drivers in check this summer. In some cases, deputies have seen cars doing well over 100 miles per hour. According to a post on the department Facebook page, the current reminder was inspired by a radar gun reading that clocked a driver doing 105 on Highway 41. Authorities say the reminders come in an effort to keep people safe with so many more cars on the highway due to EAA visitors. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Taco Bell has a new product, a grilled cheese taco with shredded beef in the middle that you can dip into a cheese or red sauce. It will be available August 3rd for a limited time, meaning you'll only have to sleep on your stomach temporarily. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the next topic. Nobody has called in to solve the puzzle. Nobody's called in to solve the puzzle. So I'll give you the answer to the puzzle. And then anybody who calls in now, first person who calls in and wants 4 free tickets, passes to the state fair, go ahead. Just tell Calvin and they're yours. They're yours. And drum roll, the answer. This is kind of a trivial drum roll. The answer to the question, what did Bobby Kennedy, E.J. Dionne, the liberal journalist at the Washington Post and MSNBC, Sean Spicer, Spicy, Donald Trump's first communications director, and Matt Flynn have in common is that we all went to the same high school. Bobby Kennedy was class of 45. I was class of 65. J. Dionne was class of 69, and Spicy was class of 89. And by the way, Spicy drew some different conclusions from the civics and history courses than everybody else. Obviously, the four of us didn't know one another. Free tickets to the state fair. If you plan to go to the state fair, it's a great state fair. Our state fair is the best state fair in our state. Remember, that's the state fair. Free tickets. Call Calvin 844-967-2789. I want to give you a disturbing statistic, very disturbing statistic. There is a polling going on by the Chicago Project on security threats. It's called CPST. And one of the questions they ask, is, do you think that violence is necessary or violence is appropriate to put Trump back in the White House? Violence, violence. Prior to this poll was conducted between April 6 and June 20. At the beginning, 4.5% of the people said violence was necessary to put Trump in the White House. 12 million people. This had been historic. As the indictments came down, it went up to 18 million. It had been 12 million, it was 18 million. It had been 4.5%, it was 7%. Are you kidding me? These indictments induced more people. It went from 12 to 18 million, so that means it doubled, basically. Or it went up 50%, I should say, 4.5 to 7%. Millions more people thought that violence was necessary now to put Trump back in the White House because he'd been indicted. This is sick. This is very sick. Here are some other gems from this survey. 20% of the people in the United States believe in anti-democratic, anti-democracy conspiracy theories on how the country is run, about secret cabals and all that. 20%. You walk down the street in any town where you're listening to this broadcast, that means roughly 1 in 5 people you look at believe these are conspiracy theories about secret cabals running the country. 40% of the people in this country share a deep distrust of American democratic institutions, or at least one of them in one respect. In other words, it could be Congress, it could be the Supreme Court, it could be the presidency, it could be a lot of things. 40%. That means you go down and there's 5 people walk by on the street. Those of you who are listening to this, 2 of the 5 have a deep distrust of one of our American democratic institutions. And I attribute a lot of this, quite frankly, to Trump's violent talk. You think of the kinds of people we had running for president, and by and large, they were gentlemen. They really were, on both sides. And ladies, you had Hillary Clinton, and you have people like Liz Cheney, who in my opinion should be running for president, but in any event. But there was a certain dignity to him. Remember, Trump on True Social very recently put on this particular post. He reposted this post, he himself, on Truth Social, quote, "If you F around with us," and he used the whole word. He didn't just go F around. "If you," full word, "around with us, if you do something bad to us, we aren't going to do things to you that have never been done before." This is a guy who was president of the United States and is the front runner now to be the Republican nominee for president of the United States. Again, what most people don't recall is he actually said that using the full F word about Iran when he was president. And what he was basically saying is, if you develop a nuclear weapon and launch it, we will nuke you. That's what he was really saying. And, you know, I would not put it that way simply because that's not the most effective way to put it, but Iran does have to get the message that there will be no more Iran and no more Iranian genes to propagate if they launch a nuclear weapon. But the way you do it, if you're president, you know, if you're Joe Biden, you're Barack Obama, your Bill Clinton, you, through your diplomatic corps, get that message to them. Do not launch a nuclear weapon, because if you launch a nuclear weapon, you will cease to exist. And Biden has done that with Kim Jong-un. He calls it regime change. He said, if you launch a missile at one of our allies, and not even a nuclear missile, there will be regime change, which has been interpreted as there will also be the end of North Korea. But you don't say, if you're a president of the United States or aspiring to be, quote, if you F around with us, if you do something bad to us, we're going to do things to you that have never been done before. He was directing that at the Department of Justice now. He was directing that against Jack Smith. And he took language that he had used about Iran and didn't say that anymore. I think that this threat of violence originated with him. And if he ever gets back in the White House, he's going to be on a revenge tour that will destroy our democracy. We're going to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Don't hang up. Gina Beauclair, my friend, thanks for calling. You're first. What's on your mind, Gina?
Hi, Matt. Thank you for taking my call. Remember, Trump's a brilliant salesman. And what Trump did from the very beginning, and you could see it, because what he did is he bonded with people. For the first time ever, people got tweets and all kinds of things from the President of the United States. He never used himself. He always used the word us. When anybody, and as he built that, you know, and I mean, I loved it when Saturday Night Live did that skit on the president tweeting people in the middle of their dinners and all this kind of stuff. And seriously, when you get a tweet from the president of the United States, I've never known of a president to tweet individuals themselves like he cared about them, and he was tweeting to them personally. And then whenever anything happened, they were doing it to us. To us. When it happened to him, he did the act. They're doing it to us. They're taking us down. I work for you. It's we. When he wouldn't have nothing to do with them if he met them individually. But that is the key, because they feel apart. They feel like he cares about them. And he even tweeted to him. And when they don't, and then when he does have to talk about himself, he doesn't say I or me. He says Donald Trump, to Donald Trump. It's either Donald Trump or we. It's not me. So I just want people to be aware of that, pay attention to that sometime, because that's a really excellent ploy that he's been using, and he wouldn't have been able to get away with it if Republicans had not supported this all the way along and still do. Thank you for taking my call, Matt. You have a great weekend.
Yeah, no, that's a great insight. I mean, that's a very deep insight. That is the way he seduced people and bonds with them. And they what? But how do you overlook things like, if you F around with me, I will do something to you that's never been done? I mean, who talks that way to a prosecutor? I mean, really, who talks that way to a prosecutor? Who goes to a judge and says, I don't want to look at these very top secret documents in the skiff? Just give them to me and I'll read them at home. Who does that? He doesn't care. He's getting his money from Saudi Arabia and Russia. He is a traitor to the United States. He cannot be permitted to serve again. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, Gene made an excellent point there. But people allowed themselves to be deceived, because if Donald Trump isn't sitting down typing a person's name and saying, I'm tweeting to this person right here, I'm tweeting to this person right here. You know, the computer takes care of all it. He has his master list and sends it all out. And anybody who thinks that Donald Trump gives, like she said, anybody who thinks that Donald Trump actually cares about them is deluding themselves, because how many times has Donald Trump cheated people out of money that he owes them? You know, individuals that have, you know, done work for him, they don't get paid. And if they want to get paid, they have to sue him. And it costs them more money than, it costs them tons of money to try to sue Donald Trump. I mean, the man has no morals at all. The only person he cares about is himself, period. I mean, he is a, I don't know, it is just, if it's sociopathic or psychopathic or what it is, but the man is is beyond contempt. And how are we supposed to respond to this? Because he's actually getting people primed up to just go out and do what Kyle Rittenhouse does, and they get upset with you, and they're going to shoot you. Right. I mean, there's enough people out there like Kyle Rittenhouse, which, you know, that the amount of self-control of the person, the third person that Kyle Rittenhouse shot, that didn't drop Kyle Rittenhouse in his tracks after he just saw two other people shot, is, I don't know how the man managed to keep control of himself and not shoot in self-defense. I mean, because I don't know that I would have been able to control myself. I don't go around with a loaded fire. The only time I have a loaded firearm is when I'm out hunting. But I don't want to have to go running on the streets now and take out one of my firearms and say I got this, you know, do concealed carry and say this is self-defense because I got to worry about some nitwit that Donald Trump has stirred up. The man belongs in jail right now with a ball gag in his mouth.
You remember the guy in drove from Fort Worth to El Paso to a Walmart. Remember that? And apparently that's quite a distance. I think it's like a 12-hour drive from Fort Worth to El Paso. Because he wanted to murder Latino people. He went to a Walmart and he gunned them all down. He was ginned up by something Donald Trump said. Donald Trump has injected violence back into our politics that had been absent since the Civil War. It cannot be permitted to continue. And Republicans who stand by him, frankly, are betraying the country. Dan in Monona, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Miami today, Dan.
Yeah, I just wanted to say he was he's a great salesman. He's like a used car salesman. So he's getting sued by the state. He basically all he did was lie. You know, he told the American people everything they wanted to hear. His great health plan and his he's going to clear out the swamp. And then he brought in every corrupt individual to help him make money, basically.
No, you're right. Exactly. You know, when you campaign, and he's smart enough to do it, Trump is. In a seductive way. Yeah, I mean, he was attacking the own Republican Party. No, I'll protect your Social Security and I'll protect this and that and blah, blah, blah. The minute he gets in, this happened in Berlin in 1932, you know. Adolf Hitler did not run and say, I'm going to murder millions of people and I'm going to destroy the democracy and I'm going to start a war. He didn't say any of that. He said, look, we're a great nation. Look at our intellectual history. The Treaty of Versailles was unfair. And so I'm going to rectify that. So just suspend the Reichstag, which is their Congress, for a little bit. Let me take care of business and I'll restore it. They were stupid enough to say, okay. And then he started to murder people in the Reichstag. That's what he did. This guy will say anything, anything. And when he gets in, and this point has been made by more than one commentator, at least last time he had a few normal people. Jim Mattis as Secretary of Defense, John Kelly as his Chief of Staff, who are stand-up people. He's going to put in all toadies and yes men this time, and he has six tarantulas on the U.S. Supreme Court. This is a very, very dangerous election. The word has got to go out to everybody listening and everybody you talk to. You have got to get together and support Joe Biden. We're coming to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Not just Kevin Stone. Not just Kevin Stone. Not just Kevin Stone. No, girl, I'm not just Kevin Stone. Not just Kevin Stone. Not just Kevin Stone. Not just Kevin Stone.
This is EAA Air Venture Airwaves, your all-access pass to the world's greatest aviation celebration. Here's Terry Barr.
Few events bring people together from 80 different countries, but the Experimental Aircraft Association's EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh is not your typical tourist attraction.
Every year in the five-county Fox Valley area, it's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending. Of course, it gives you a level of publicity that's a door opener wherever you go.
Dick Napinski's worked for EAA more than 30 years. He says the continuing economic growth of the event is worth celebrating, along with its 70 years of success. Hear more of my interview with Dick at civicmedia.us/news. For Civic Media's EAA Air Venture Airwaves, I'm Terry Barr.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 63. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies with a chance for isolated thunderstorms. Northeasterly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, highs level off around 79. Lows dip down to about 60. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 78. 81 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill LaFondelac, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Bill.
I am just amazed by the idiocy of the people who call into your station. Donald Trump did speak. Jeannie is actually correct. He did speak for the regular person because he actually told them that, you know what, government really doesn't care about you. But he did. And that's what drove him to success in winning the presidency. Okay, just to clue you in, Joe Biden and the Democrats really don't care about you. And to be quite honest, most Republicans and the former presidents really didn't care about the Republicans. But Donald Trump did convince people that he actually cared about them. And if you were to be honest with everyone, you would tell them that, listen, government really doesn't care about you. And Donald Trump's election really was more about people being fed up with government than it was about Donald Trump. Because he actually said what people were thinking.
All right. Thanks for calling in. One of the things that probably occurred to you as I let you talk is that unlike our competitors over in Hate Radio, I welcome responsible conservatives differing from me. That is a hallmark of democracy. Number two, I disagree with you about Donald Trump and about Joe Biden. Donald Trump was sitting with Putin in Helsinki, Finland. And he was asked, what about Putin hacking into the 2016 election? And he goes, I talked to Putin here. Putin said he didn't do it. I don't know why he would. They said, well, your CIA and FBI say he did. And he said, well, I believe Putin. So, Bill, you're calling from Fond du Lac. You're an American. You're loyal to the country. You may be a veteran. I'm not sure. You can't like Putin. You're an American, you can't like Putin. You have to think he is a genocidal sadist and he should be killed if you're an American. So when you're standing up for Trump, you're standing up for a guy who likes Putin. He also said Putin, this is not too long ago, is a genius. He got all of that real estate for $5 in sanctions. He's not for the average guy at all. He is a thief. You remember Trump University, where he swindled a woman with a child with autism, a single mom who had $30,000 to her name, and he took $29,000, said that he would instruct her on buying real estate, and then she'd have a picture with him. And he had some people who moonlighted for him, who really were clerks in a jewelry store. And they just said some Dale Carnegie stuff. And then when she went down to have her picture taken, they put her with a cardboard cutout. She said, where is he? And they just tell everybody this is him. He has no character. He's a thief and he's a traitor to the United States. Joe Biden is a patriot. Joe Biden has done a wonderful job putting NATO back together after Trump tried to destroy it. And if he gets back into office, he'll pull us out of NATO. Biden is a master at foreign policy. He's put together a coalition. They call it the Pacific NATO to stand up to China. He passed the infrastructure bill, hard and soft. The infrastructure bill put a lot of people back to work. building bridges and roads. And he also put through the CHIPS Act, which is regaining our supremacy in the technological area. So you're always welcome to call in. You're always welcome to call in, but you're talking to Matt Flynn direct. You're not talking to one of our competitors. And just so you understand that, you can call into to my show, but if somebody who has a different point of view tries to call into the other side, they insult them and throw them off the air. That's the difference. That's the difference between the two parties. Nick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Nick?
Hey, you know, it's commendable that you let the other side speak, but, you know, the guy from Final Sack and CJ, you know, it's free. It's free, garbage that their side gets to have, and they wouldn't do it. Vicky McKenna's not putting me on, I'll tell you that much. And I've listened to their radio for years. I understand what you're trying to do. I feel like, though, this is war, and maybe you could hold off for a couple years, and then you could go back to being nice, nice with the other side. That's all I got. Thank you. Have a good weekend.
I got to confess something to you, Nick, because you're a good man. You call in. There are a number of people who call in who are trolls. Now, there's some that are really threats. One guy calls in, and I don't know if you were listening at the time, but he goes, I say, hi, what's on your mind? He goes, F you, F, and he uses the F word. I have Calvin hit the button. This is like a 5-second button so it doesn't go on the air because the FCC doesn't like that. But I'm not sure it all got put off. Another guy calls up and says, just very, very provocative words, the N-word and all that. Those are the kind of pathological trolls. But then there are intermediate trolls who call up and they go, first of all, what they say is false, factually not true, and yet they're being given airtime. I know who they are. I do not call on them. When I get lots of callers, you know that. There's a whole bunch of them on the screen. If there's a troll on there, I skip them. Bill of Fond du Lac has not been on my radar before as a troll. There are responsible conservatives. The fellow from Germantown is very polite, and he'll say, you know, he doesn't agree with something on immigration, or he doesn't agree on something on taxes. And that's the purpose of democracy. But in this particular case, to say that Donald Trump cares about the average guy. Now, that's kind of an umbrella statement. So, you know, there's not a specific, that's a statement of opinion. It's not a statement of a false statement of fact, a statement of opinion. So it's a close question. I hear what you're saying. But when I say at the beginning of the shows that no point of view is off limits and all that, I really mean it. But you have to use some common sense. The guy calls up and shouts F you to me and F Biden, Calvin has to hit the button. You know, you can lose your FCC license if you let that kind of talk on the air. The guy calls up and talks about the N word. You got to hit the button. That's not acceptable. On the other hand, a guy calls up and says, I don't agree with you on taxes or immigration or something. All right, let's talk about it. That's why you have democracy. The idea of calling up with anger in your voice and going, you know, Trump cares about me and Biden doesn't care about me and all that. Statement of opinion, I'm not too worried about it. But I hear what you're saying, and Nick, I just want you to know that there are trolls who are screened. There are trolls who are screened. I know who they are, by and large, and if I meet a new one, Calvin has very quick reflexes and he can hit the button. Thanks for calling. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. Great callers as always. Have a great weekend, everybody. Stand by for another great show. Devil's Advocate with Dom and Crute. Matt Flynn direct. We'll be back same time, same place Monday. I'm signing off for today. No easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground and I won't back down. No, I won't back down. Great. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming ABC on the Civic News Media app.